USA News, I'm Jen Galber. Things are getting back to normal after a widespread 911 outage was reported in four states on Wednesday. Authorities say residents in parts of Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, and Texas were unable to call 911. Parts of southern Texas are still having some issues. Police in Del Rio say the issue was only affecting T-Mobile customers and that service had not yet been restored. The Democratic-controlled Senate quickly dismissed the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday. The Senate voted to rule both impeachment articles unconstitutional because they did not rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Senate Republicans tried several motions to try and kick off a lengthy trial, but they all failed along party lines. President Biden is backing Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to provide military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. Biden called on the House to pass the package this week. Johnson said he plans to hold a vote by Saturday. The move has sparked a backlash from conservative Republicans who want to tie funding for Ukraine to border policy changes. Department of Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has vowed to shut down Grand Canyon University, the largest Christian university in the U.S., for not disclosing the true cost of tuition to students, requiring them to pay extra for courses they would need to graduate. The school was fined $37.7 million. Grand Canyon University President Brian Mueller believes the university is being targeted by the Department of Education.
Ever since we filed the complaint, they have started these four investigations, and these four investigations have been huge investigations that have led to real trivial results, but it's cost us millions of dollars. And so finally we had to say, hey, something else has to be going on here.
USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The text for three new foreign aid bills for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan has been released in the House, putting House Speaker Mike Johnson on thin ice since none include border security measures that some Republicans want. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst telling Fox Business that while she believes that the U.S. should continue to stand with Israel, something needs to be done about the border.
We do need to secure the border, though. I see it as a national security threat.
Yeah.
We have had people on the terrorist watch list, 24,000 Chinese nationals just last year alone. It is a disaster.
The U.S. is hitting Iran with new sanctions. The sanctions target Iranian leaders and entities connected to the country's missile and drone program. The Treasury Department also says it's punishing five companies associated with Iran's steel industry and three subsidiaries of an Iranian automaker. The sanctions are in response to Iran's attack on Israel last week. Former President Donald Trump is reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. We get more from USA's John Schaefer.
Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on his social media platform Truth Social, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. He also accused the judge of moving so quickly to help Democrats.
USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.